It's nearing 6:30, so I'd like to call this Land Natural Resources Cultural Preservation Committee meeting to order. Ms. Deere, would you do the invitation for us, please?
Creator God, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for watching over us as we travel. And we ask your blessings be upon this meeting and upon the decisions that are made on behalf of our nation. Thank you for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll have a roll call vote. The legislative clerk, please.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
David Nichols.
Present.
Ms. Jack.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, I have 5 present and 0 absent.
5 being present, and everything we do tonight will constitute a quorum, so all business transactions will be valid. Approval of minutes for February 17, 2015. Do you need a few minutes to look over these? If so, we will, and then we'll have a motion.
Make a motion to accept with any additional changes needed.
Motion made by Mr. Jack for approval of minutes with additional changes needed. We will do.
Second.
Second by Mr. Proctor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved for this meeting. We'll move on down to the order of business. We have one church and ceremonial grant application. It is Simple Witness Ministry. Is anyone here tonight? Okay, you can come forward here, please. We'll review your application. There'll be a few questions to be asked, probably, and you can make some comments yourself.
An outline of the first year vision. Council members, please take a look at it.
Are you Mr. Sanders?
I'm Paul Saunders. I'm the pastor and the president of the nonprofit corporation.
Okay.
Sir.
Would you like to make some brief comments about?
Sure. I just want to thank the council for giving me the opportunity to come here this evening. Thank the members for taking the time to listen to me. My name is Paul Saunders. I'm with Simple Witness Ministries in Depew, Oklahoma, and we're a not-for-profit corporation. I'm a little nervous.
Well, have a seat. We're all right. Don't mind coming. Hard on you. Has anybody got that prior to review the application, or just first time you've seen it?
No. He was saying
that. Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions by the committee for Mr. Saunders?
May I speak just a little bit
yes,
further?
Yes, sir.
I've been having this reoccurring dream that I've been riding on horseback with the Native American Indians. We've been at war with an enemy, but we couldn't see the enemy. But every time we won the battle, we would get off the horses, we'd fall to the ground, and we would pray to God about mercy and unforgiveness. And then the river of life would come and pick us up and carry us away. Now, I knew that I'm supposed to be working with the Native Americans, but I'm not sure what tribe. So I've been praying to God, what tribe am I going to be working with, Lord? He wound up giving me some land and a church in Depew, Oklahoma, Creek County. So I take it that's his answer to me on what Native American tribe I'm supposed to be working with at this time. So I've been given 3 acres, a church that's been there since 1908. I've also been given a church van now. I've been given the pulpits, the altars, the seating, a piano. I've been given some guitars, a sound system, doors, exterior doors coming in, some paint, some tile. We're just in the infant stage right now. Things are just coming together, so I know that it's of God. But this building that's been there since 1908 doesn't have no bathrooms, no classrooms. They were there, but obviously through the years they had been torn down because they were not usable. In order for me to build this congregation that I'm here in Creek County to do the work is, we got to have bathrooms and classrooms. Classrooms for education, to teach the word, the holy word of God, the good news of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, I want to implement some programs in place for NA and AA. Because there's not one person here that can't say they don't know one person, a friend, family member, or a friend or a neighbor that's struggling because they have alcohol addiction, substance abuse going on in their lives. I came from a broken home. I struggled with some of that stuff in my life. I got free of that. I've been free 21 years now. My brother hung himself because he got on drugs. He was going through depression. He got drunk, went and hung himself. I know some other people that are, their lives are falling apart. They can't hold down jobs. You know, they're living on the street. They're struggling from job to job. So, you know, it's a big problem that's not just in our county or our cities or our towns or state. You know, but this is something, this infection is attacking our entire nation. Some people have to stand up and be leaders in this area. You know, we have to come together as one voice and one people, not just me because I have blue eyes and you guys because you're Native Americans, you know, or the African American. But if we could all come together and find a way to go after this enemy that is drugs and alcohol that's ripping our societies apart. You know, that's what I'm here is I'm. We got the programs right here that I want to implement in place. There's an addiction and recovery counseling. I want to build a and the seven steps to finding your freedom in Christ. These are the programs that I want to implement in place. At the same time, I want to build a program to where we can go to the homes. A lot of time, people are afraid to come actually out in public to buildings, you know, to share their addictions that they've had problems with because they're afraid of what people might say or think about them. You know, so I'm wanting to build a leadership program to where we can actually go to the homes, you know, directed by maybe the Creek Nation, or even local churches or organizations, or just, you know, groups are out there doing something good in society where they can give us a list, I can make contact, me and the leaders can go to their homes, hold videos, go through the seven steps or the addictions on the council, help them in their own homes get free. Because there is life, there is health, there is joy, there is peace, there is prosperity after addictions in life, whether it's some kind of sex abuse, or it's alcohol, or it's drugs, or it's anger, whatever the circumstance may be, there is freedom out there. So I come before your council today. I know my chances are slim, but I just wanted to come and share my voice with the Creek Nation. I know the Creek Nation, I've done a little study with the Creek Nation. I know they're a great people. They've had their own hardships, but they have endured their hardships. And they have done a lot of things in the community to help people. So I come before this nation today, this Creek Nation, this great people right here, asking for you guys to partner with me. Now, I only have my wife, my daughter, and my vice president of the corporation. They have Native American in them. I don't. I'm just plain old white boy. But I have family members that are also Native American, and they're all starting to participate in this program because they see the need for us to build some kind of programs out there to help people that are struggling with addictions get free and find their way back in life instead of thinking they don't. Nobody cares about them. Nobody loves them. So if we can join together as one voice and help those people that are lost with these addictions at the same time, it won't just benefit those people that are lost in addictions, but if you guys partner with me, it will allow us to build the bathrooms and the classrooms so that we can hold educational programs, not just for NA and AA, but our church also. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
And I agree with you. You know, it has become a problem, especially among natives. I have several questions to ask you. Is your church still active?
I don't have a congregation yet. The church there was built in 1908. And from what I understand, it was a Baptist church for 60 years. And then my vice president of the not-for-profit corporation, he said Choctaw, which is his native. He's half Mexican, half Choctaw, I believe is what he said. But he had a congregation. He wound up with brain cancer. He had to go through a big struggle with that. So he shut the doors to the church. And now that he found his healing from the cancer, now he's doing evangelistic work from here to Canada. And he called me over to his house and he said that he'd been praying and God spoke to him and his wife and asked them to pass that land and that building on to me. So I'm not going to come before you today and tell you that I have his membership, you know, or the previous church that was there before me, because that would be a lie. But what I do have is I have the facility, I have the land, and I have material things coming in. And I have to build my own congregation. And through these home programs that I want to get started and us getting a church open so that we can start doing things in the community. I have gone door to door also in the community, and people can't wait for me to get the doors open. I guess they like my personality, they like what I stand for, they like what I'm saying. I've been there, I'm free, I'm going forward. You know, I have a nice wife, nice daughter, two boys, two grandchildren. I'm a welder by trade. I come out of a broken home. I got lost in addictions, but I got free. I went on to welding school, went on to college. You know, I've made something of my life. I can show people that there is freedom. There is health. There is joy. There is prosperity. You know, there is another way besides going to the bottle or to the pipe, you know. There is another way.
Okay, thank you.
I thought you had more questions.
He answered him.
Okay.
He read my mind.
I know this application is for existing churches that has been established over a number of years.
I understand.
Or have a membership of Creek Citizens, and that's what this whole grant is for. And you don't, going through this, we don't have a proof of founding date. You said you're not, you really don't have an established church right now, and you don't have any documentation of membership because you don't have an established congregation. But that's what this grant is for, is to help existing churches with their things. And right now, it cannot support this because of failure to qualify.
Well, I respect your guys' bylaws and your opinion, sir. You know, the building has been there since 1908, but I'm asking you to look into the future, you know. Grab a hold of that vision that I just laid in front of you. Please take the time to read it. I do have all my documentation in order. I have been accepted by the Secretary of State's office. They did give me my ministry license. The federal government and the institution of the IRS did issue me my federal ID. I have been ordained minister for 10 years, you know. I've been walking this walk for 21, going on 22 years now. You know, and I understand that you have bylaws that you guys go by, but sometimes those things can be amended or changed. You know, especially when you can look out there in this world and you can see all that darkness, you know, and all these people that are coming apart at the seams because of these addictions. And it takes some people rising up to come together as one and join hands and say, let's do something about it. You know, I know that you guys want your people to be free and happy and prosperous, full of health and joy and peace. And I want my people to be the same way, you know. And if we could come together as one voice, one people, you know, to make a difference in our counties, starting first in our counties, in our neighborhoods, in the cities, you know, we can branch out further in the state and maybe in our nation. But it just takes somebody to put the first foot forward. So I come to you this evening, you know, humbling myself because I know that I've already read your bylaws. It says that I got to have 80% members of Creek. I got to have the church established for 50 years or more. Well, the building and the church has been there since 1908, but my ministry, my paperwork has just come together now, and I've presented that to Mrs. Casey McKinney. And so, if it's possible, before you guys render a decision this evening, would y'all please maybe come to Depew, Oklahoma, and just meet with me, the council members, take a look at the land and the facility that I'm trying to get going forward, and take that into consideration maybe, and then pass forward your verdict? Your opinion, your decision?
Any more statements or comments?
Well, I appreciate your vision and your passion and for what you do. But and I understand you've read it all, but I mean, this is here for a reason and this is what we go by. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Question or comments? Joyce?
I wish we could help you, but we do have criteria that our other churches have to meet. Okay. We have to follow that, so it wouldn't be fair, you know, even if we went and looked at your land,
okay,
you know, and we're able to see your vision as you see it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't see
that. That's okay. I appreciate y'all taking the time to visit with me. I do have my
chairman.
Sure.
I wanted to mention, I know I've talked to Mr. Sanders a couple of times now. He called me a few months back when we visited, and we talked, and I said, you know, call me down the road, because I didn't know really how we could help at that time. And as the committee members have pointed out, the grant guidelines are very specific as to who we help and why, but we do have other criteria for monies that we help. We do give $5,000 to nonprofit organizations for the works that they do, so that would be a possibility. And okay, if you're interested in that, I'd be happy to sponsor. Of course, it would still be up to the council, sure, as a whole, but I'd be happy to sponsor that, and we could kind of go from there. And if you want to set up a date, you know, you invited us out to look at what you got and talk to some.
Are you Dodie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice to meet you. Been looking around.
Yeah, we haven't actually met yet. You haven't talked to him on the phone a couple times, but I mean, I'd be happy to come out and see what you have and talk to some of the people that you've been talking to, and,
okay.
and if anybody else wants to come, then we're welcome to. But yeah. I'd be happy to do that for you, because, I mean, I understand the work that you want people
it's
to have
easy.
What you found.
It's not easy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I understand. So.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I would like to get back in touch with you and after you all had a chance to visit with one another.
Mr. Randolph, did you have a comment?
No
comment.
May I wait, make one more comment before you
yes, sir.
Turn me loose? I have a ministry card stapled to the top of that first year vision program there. Please keep that in your hands or your wallet, your pocket, wherever you put it, you know, and if you have, I'm open for discussion. Like I wrote on that last page at the bottom, I am open for discussion from anybody that has wisdom from this table that could help me find a way for us to move forward to help these people lost with these addictions, and at the same time to go forward with the good news of Jesus Christ. If you know somebody that likes to partner with not-for-profit corporations, you know, that believes in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, please have them make contact with me, and maybe we can partner together. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much for taking the time to hear me.
We need to go ahead and make a roll call, though.
Good call.
I guess we'll have to approve or deny the application, so we'll go ahead and vote on it. Sure. Put it out of the... You know, out of.
I make
okay.
a motion that we postpone indefinitely.
Okay, motion has been made by Mr. Randolph that we postpone indefinitely. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Deere. Roll call vote.
Sorry. Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you. At this time, this bill is killed for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on down to item G, other business. Does the committee have any other business to discuss or act on? No other business?
I'm sorry. Do we have 2 bills? Do we have 2 bills?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we add TR 15036 and TR 15037 to the agenda.
The motion is made by Mr. Randolph to add TR 15036 and TR 15037 to the agenda. Do we have a motion? The motion has been made. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Proctor. I'm lost my senses this minute. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. These bills will be added to the agenda. We'll do them in numerical order. First of all, we have TR 15-036. Motion for a due pass.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Second by Ms. Deere. Discussion. Do we have any discussion? Anybody? Is this for the one in Oklahoma City? Is that it?
This for Tulsa Creek. In
Tulsa Creek, okay. No discussion. We'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Speaker.
What's the title?
The title? I apologize. TR 15-036, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an assignment of lease between the nation and Big Time Billboard pertaining to Tulsa community. I apologize, Speaker. One more time for discussion. There's no discussion. We'll do a roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
That motion is approved. No funding on that. Moving on to the next item, we have TR 15-037, the tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement with Muscogee County for improvements to the Wainwright Road.
Motion
Wainwright
pass.
Road. Motion for due pass.
Second.
I think Ms. Deere got you. Seconded by Ms. Deere. Discussion?
Mr. Lassard.
Okay. Committee?
Good evening.
I just come down that road today. I need some help.
I've got some information here for you guys. It don't pertain to this bill, but it pertains to a grant that we filed through federal highways for some safety monies, and our tribe got selected as one of the recipients. And if you look on the third page, I have it highlighted. We received a $480,000 safety grant, and it's going to be used on the Loop 56 in Mission. There's been a lot of deaths there and a lot of wreckers, and there's a lot of data there that got us this grant. So whenever we do Mission Street, we'll be able to raise the roads up coming north and south, so you can see cars coming from east and west, and that's what was wrong, it's too steep. So we applied for that safety grant, and they awarded us $480,000 to correct that intersection.
Discussion? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, discussion, Commissioner Lassard.
Back to the bill. Okay. We're going to go back to the bill. What this is a MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, with Muskogee County to do construction on Wainwright Road. This is the first phase. You have a breakdown of how much the engineer's estimate is, and it'll go from 069 to Highway 62, the first phase. Well, it goes from 069 to Wainwright, the first 5.5 miles, and then when we do the second phase, it'll go from Wainwright to Highway 62, the one that comes out of Shakota. It's more or less just an agreement, because we're going to contract with the county on this project because of the cost-saving factors involved in doing projects to the counties. So that's what this MOA is, just to get that in place. So we're just about got the plans done, and we're going to get this okay so we can go into a contract with the county commissioner over there.
Questions? I have one question. Will there be any widening of the road, or will it just...
Yes, I believe it's going out the 22 feet, Kirk.
We're going to put a 3-foot new shoulder on both lines.
Thank you. Okay, we'll call for the question.
We're going to take the hump out there, too, with that old railroad track.
Okay. Call for the question. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Darrell Proctor.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
That is out of committee. Okay. It's full council.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on down, we're down to other business again. No other business. Announcements. Being no announcements, we'll have benediction. Mr. Randolph, please. The benediction that will serve as our adjournment.
Lord, I'm thankful for another day. We're thankful for the warm sun that you've given us, Lord. I'm thankful for your love, your mercy. Thank you for this time you've given us, Lord. And we just praise your name. We just say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today's journey.
I appreciate that.